Hello, and welcome to the CareerCast, where we share career search information. I'm your host, Ella Chopik, and today we're going to help you make the best first impression with potential employers. Carrie Lee and Sarah Schaefer join me in the studio to discuss elevator speeches and how to catch someone's attention at a career fair. Sarah and Carrie then work with student Maddie Dahmer to help her develop her speech and give us all some great pointers. But first, let's hear a little from our Career Center guests.
My name is Carrie Lee. I'm a career consultant at the UW-Madison School of Education Career Center. So in my role, I work with all students and alumni from the School of Ed. So we see students in the arts, health-related fields, teacher education, as well as a variety of grad programs. So I really love helping people kind of navigate their career development.
My name is Sarah Schaefer, and like Carrie, I'm also a career consultant in the School of Education Career Center, but my focus is with the health-related students.
Great. Thank you, Carrie and Sarah. Could you please tell us, what is an elevator speech?
I can start and then you can elaborate. An elevator speech is a brief introduction in which an individual gives like a 30-second speech on their background, basically about who they are, what they're interested in, and depending on who they're talking to, what they could bring to their organization. And the reason it's called an elevator speech is because you have basically that short amount of time in order to catch that person's attention before they've either they're going to invest more time in talking to you, or they're probably going to politely turn away.
So to recap, an elevator speech is a brief personal introduction that anyone in any field can use to introduce themselves and spark interest in those they're chatting with. It's rumored that the origin of the elevator speech was back in the olden days of Hollywood, where screenwriters would try and convince producers and directors to make their films within the span of an elevator ride. The days of real elevator speeches may be behind us, but the concept lives on. Let's learn about how to create our elevator speeches. Sarah, what's the most important thing to keep in mind when creating an elevator speech?
Don't practice so much that you sound like a robot. You want to sound genuine. You want to sound authentic. Yes, it's good to have ideas of what you want to say and maybe practice a couple times so you feel more comfortable. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to practice it so much that you're just rattling off your name, your major, what you're wanting to do, and like you're not putting emotion into it.
Let's see what Carrie has to add.
Something that I always think about is making sure that people are confident enough in their abilities and themselves to say, okay, this is what makes me different, and I can confidently talk about that in a setting. Because I think sometimes students feel so unsure of what are my strengths, what am I bringing, and mm-hmm. so then it either sounds very hesitant or they just put in a lot of information because they don't know what's relevant.
When crafting your elevator speech, the first thing to consider is, what are you going to use it for? Is your elevator speech for finding leads at a career fair? Is your elevator speech for networking at an event? Well, today we'll be working with Maddie to craft a career fair elevator speech. Maddie, tell us about yourself.
My name is Maddie Dahmer. I'm a junior here at Madison, so I am elementary education, first through eighth, and special education. I became a career ambassador this year. This is my first semester, and it's a really fun job. I got to learn a lot about the School of Education to hopefully promote my own career in elementary education and special education, but also help others through the process as well. So it's been really fun.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today and working on your elevator speech. Before Maddie came into the studio today, we asked her to fill out the Career Center Recruitment Fair worksheet as a way to collect her thoughts and get all the information she'll need in one place. You can find this form on the UW-Madison School of Education Career Center website. All right, Maddie, let's hear what you've got for your elevator speech, and then we'll have Sarah and Carrie give you feedback.
My name is Maddie Dahmer. I am a junior at UW-Madison. Expected to graduate in May of 2018, and majoring in elementary education as well as special education. I'm really excited about working with a diverse group of students, whether that be culturally or ability-wise. I don't know what to say.
You only have 10 seconds left, so right. you don't have to think of too much.
You're okay. timing. Dang it. All I had to do was make something up. I'm really interested in working with the school, both inside of the classroom and with extracurricular activities. I'm really interested in getting involved in the community and getting outside with my students. And then I tailor it to the school. I don't, but I like know what I'm like the first couple things that are required of me. But then after that, I just, as you could tell,
yeah,
it's like, now what? What next? I don't know where to go.
And so, for feedback that I would get with that is, so since we're just starting and practicing, there was a lot of I ams.
Okay.
And so, that shows me that you're thinking too much. It's not very fluid. Of course, there's going to be a couple of I ams, but you know, getting once you get to let's say the diversity part, you could. That's where you could potentially pull in that school district and be like, I've noticed on your website that you are very your school district is very or diversity is very important to you at this point in time. That is something that is also very important to me. And then continue on so that you're kind of pulling in and hooking them. Oh, they've been on our website already. Right. They've looked at us.
They might actually
Be interested. Yeah, and then continue on with what you're gonna say.
Okay.
To kind of break up those I ams.
Okay.
You ready for take two?
Hi, my name is Maddie Dahmer. I am a junior at UW-Madison, planning to graduate in May of 2018. I'm in the dual major program, elementary education as well as special education. So a couple of things that are really important to me are inclusivity in the classroom as well as multicultural education. So being a dual major cert, I'm really interested in having kids of all abilities in my classroom and working together. And that kind of goes along with the diversity and multicultural education as well. I want kids to learn from one another. I want a really talkative classroom where people can, where kids can interact with one another and learn from each other just as much as they learn from me.
What do you guys think?
I thought that was much better this time around. You sounded a lot more natural at it. I think one thing is, you know, sound confident, because you could kind of tell a few places where it's, okay, so I care about this. So just be confident and just say it out. But yeah, I thought that sounded much more natural. So I think just maybe polish up the ending a little bit.
Yeah. What's a good way to end it? So I'm really interested. Tell me, can you tell me more about your school district? Or do I ask a question, or do I, how do I, like, what's a good way to end it?
So you, to end it, you know, sum up a little bit what you were talking about. Mention that school district and how that's important to them in some way, like that you've done some of your research.
Okay, so, like, I've noticed.
Yeah, like I've noticed on your website that, you know, diversity is very prevalent in what you're trying to or you're trying to increase or whatever it might be. And then go into asking a question about them. Okay. So then that further engages the conversation and keeps keeps the flow going, I guess.
So, like, one thing I was wondering or something like that. Should I go again? Okay.
You ready?
Hi, my name is Maddie Dahmer. I'm a junior at UW-Madison, graduating in May of 2018. I'm really, I just want to talk about what I'm excited about. I don't want to talk about my major. Okay. Hi, my name is Maddie Dahmer. I'm a junior expected to graduate in May of 2018. I am a dual, I'm in the dual cert program. Oh, I can't do it. Okay. Starting over. Take them away.
I'm taking away the papers.
Know where I'm at. Okay. Hi, my name is Maddie Dahmer. I am a junior at UW-Madison, planning to graduate in May of 2018. I'm in the dual major program here at UW and am double majoring in elementary education as well as special education. Because of that program and because of my interest, an inclusive classroom is really important to me. I want students of all ability levels to be working together in my classroom and learning from one another along that same route, multicultural education is really important to me. I want students to be able to learn about different cultures, different way of doing things, different perspectives from one another, or whether that be me bringing that into the classroom if the children don't reflect it. I noticed on your website that your school district is really looking to increase diversity and to increase your multicultural education in the classroom. So I'm really excited about being able to come to your school and help with that. And I think my education here at UW has really prepared me well for that. Could you explain to me some things that you're doing currently to increase inclusivity in your school district?
As you can hear, Maddie's speech has continued to improve with practice. Do you think taking away the papers helped? If you don't have another person to practice with, Carrie also suggests practicing your elevator speech to a mirror. To review, a good elevator speech is short but engaging, ends with a question that pertains to the employer you're speaking with, is confident and rehearsed, but not too rehearsed. And remember, Carrie, Sarah, and the rest of the Career Center staff are always available to help you with your elevator speech and all of your career search needs. You can reach the Career Center staff at career-center@education.wisc.edu. Thanks for listening today, and we hope you join us for the next CareerCast.